Chapter 4. Dr. Carbles is a meanie. Dr. Carbles? I always thought you had to go to principal school to be a principal, but I guess any dumb head can be a principal. Dr. Carbles wasn't wearing his usual jacket and tie. He was wearing an army uniform with black boots and a whistle around his neck. In one hand, he was holding a bullhorn. In the other, he had a whip. He didn't say anything at first. He just walked down the aisle, looking us over. Nobody made a move. Nobody made a sound. It was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. Asterisk. I mean one of those skinny little pins you use to sew stuff, not a bowling pin. Bowling pins actually make a lot of noise when they drop. But you could have heard one of those drop, too. It was so quiet. We were all afraid of Dr. Carbles. He had a scowl on his face. Even Miss Daisy looked scared. Finally, Dr. Carbles put the bullhorn to his mouth.
Attention! Dr. Carbles hollered, and we all straightened up in our seats. The school is pathetic! You are unruly! You are undisciplined! You are totally disrespectful! I won't stand for it!
He was really mad.
You don't go to school to have fun! He shouted. You go to school to learn, so you can get into college and have a productive life.
But I'm only in first grade, said one of the first graders. Then she started to cry.
Silence! Shouted Dr. Carbles. He cracked his whip, and everybody jumped. There are going to be some changes around here. Mr. Klutz was too easy on you. There will be no more turkeys and silly costumes and contests. From now on, we will focus on the four R's. Reading, writing, arithmetic, and rules.
Double asterisk. That didn't make any sense at all, because only two of those words started with R.
We're going to turn you students into lean, mean learning machines. And if you don't like the way I do things, well, maybe you'd like to spend a little time in the dungeon on the third floor. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, Dr. Carbles,
everybody mumbled.
Children behave better when they're wearing uniforms.